I'm going to share a quick story. First time I met Pastor Sam was when I was visiting from China, and I was at Sadang House Church, and that's when I saw him. And I was just talking to him, and I thought he was just a businessman, like, because, you know, he looked older and stuff. And I was talking to him. It was really weird because he actually visited Tianjin, where I was, and he knew the same people, like, at the school where I worked. So immediately there was kind of like a connection. I was like, oh, wow, cool. So that's the first time I met him. I don't know why I shared that, but anyway. Yeah, Pastor Sam, I in terms of people I respect, you're one of them. I think for a person at church, it's really hard to, a lot of times it's really hard to follow a pastor if you don't respect that person, you know. That's happened in just churches I've been to in Philly and stuff, but you are definitely a person I respected. I saw, kind of like what, wanting to echo what Mina was saying, but I saw a humbleness in you that was really, I don't know how to explain it, just the humbleness that I saw in you really gave me that respect, and I saw that you were a person after God's own heart, and that really helped me just in terms of, like, authority-wise, right? Because we're not that far in age and stuff. Right? Anyway, so now the new pastor is going to be a Christian, and that respect thing, it's not there yet, but No, I'm kidding. But anyway, it was really cool because I saw how God was really blessing JACM when I got there. First when I got there was Pastor David, and just the legacy, like how his dad was someone at this church and how they prayed, and he became pastor here. And then it's how you took over, right, and how Christian takes over. I'm seeing how God is really blessing this church, and it's amazing. And I think part of that is because we have leaders who pray and pray so much for the people here who have humble hearts, who are not so prideful that they have their own agenda and they don't let people step up when they're ready to step up. So I really appreciated that in you, seeing that. And yeah, I think Suma's a great girl. I think you're very lucky, very fortunate, very blessed. But I think she is equally as blessed because you are a great person. You're a great leader. And, you know, I pray that you're going to really be able to lead and guide your marriage and have that communion, have that cooperation, companionship together. Yeah, she's marrying a humble, faithful, strong Indian bear. So, yeah, God bless.